tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Alongside the King, Scott Angle, who's wearing a Kangle hat, Gramps, and Wall Street, Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. King! What's going on, man?
How you doing there, little boy?
Not only did we get the X back, yeah. We got a little tip of the cap. I like it.
A little tip of the Kangle hat. Go to the Bruce Arians look.
It looks a little bit like an Irish mobster.
Does look a little bit of an Irish mobster. I agree with that.
You better watch what you say to me, Sussman.
Or what?
There might be a new host next week. Might be Modica.
With that, we turn to the left and go to Matt Modica. What's going on, Matty?
It's here, Scott.
I am not
here.
Scott.
It's here.
That is Scott.
Yeah, I got Scott on the brain right now. No, it's here. The Super Bowl has finally arrived. Let's, the one thing I do like is when you get the loop of the past Super Bowls and you get to watch that like the night before and stuff if you're up late night. But hopefully it's a good game. Hopefully it's the team that I put my money on that does cover the spread, which will be the Patriots. And, that'll make it, look, if it wasn't for gambling, and let's be honest, and all that, and the boxes, I did get a couple good boxes this year so far.
Oh, that's good.
I got to find out what my box numbers are at the GST. I haven't gotten that yet, but I will confirm with NFFC Hall of Famer Chris Vaccaro shortly.
Okay, so there you go. All right. How about that? Boxes, I just put myself into two boxes. I haven't done anything. I have to print some prop bets for my party. That's what we do. We do a bunch of prop bets. Speaking of prop bets, I wrote a couple down here. We talked about them on the BFFs yesterday, but I wrote a couple other ones down here I wanted to get your quick takes on. I know you've been talking about it on Frenzy, and I'll ask Jake about it a little bit later on. But, Scott, over under 2 minutes on Pink's National Anthem.
I'm going to say over. I was watching on the Grammys, and she was really trying to belt it out, so I think she's going to extend it.
You go over.
Imagine. I'm going to say under.
You say under. I go under also. What color will Pink's hair be?
I'm going to say it's going to be like a blondish sort of pinkish hue.
Blonde. Yeah. Going blonde.
Traditional.
Okay. Pink.
Going pink. To me, it's either blonde or green. I said this on the BFFs. Because she's an Eagles fan. Big Eagles fan.
Actually, I didn't know she was
from Philly. Which leads us to our next prop. Will Pink mention the word Eagles before or after the national anthem? Either one.
I say yes. She'll say go Eagles when she's finished.
Say yes.
Yeah.
I'll say yes after when she's done.
She's spunky like that. She'll do it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Who will be shown first? Jeffrey Lurie or Bob Kraft?
Bob Kraft.
Bob Kraft. More of a premier owner.
I kind of feel like it's going to be Lurie. I think everyone thinks it's going to be Robert Kraft. But it could be, I'll probably see.
Kraft will walk out early to make sure he gets the camera time for free game.
Right. What color will Bill Belichick's shirt be?
What color what?
Belichick's shirt be?
Dark gray.
Blue.
Blue. It's going to be blue. Last two Super Bowls that he won were blue. People like that, they're going to stick to their routine.
Yep.
When we come back,
it'll be blue.
Let's talk a little football. How are the Eagles going to win? How do the Patriots win? Who have the advantage? We'll break it down when we come back.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
The money way.
With you on Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hello? Yep.
State.
A little tangled, but I'm good.
Will this weekend be something brand new, or will it be Groundhog's Day for the Philadelphia Eagles? Today is Groundhog's Day. Pensatucky Phil saw his shadow, which means we'll have 6 more weeks of winter. The question becomes, will it be Groundhog's Day for the Eagles going back to 2004, where it all happens again, and the Patriots once again win the Super Bowl? That's the question we have to ask. I said this stat on BFFs yesterday, and I want to say it again. It's a fantastic job, a fantastic stat that we had. And that was this. Do you know Scott Engel? I know Matt was listening. He's a loyal follower of the BFFs. Scott, do you know the Patriots' record in the playoffs when they're facing a team they have not faced before that season? They've played the
35-0, I think.
Okay, they played 15 times.
Yeah. That was great. That's
great. Would you like to try again?
They haven't lost.
That's correct.
Yeah.
15-0.
Yeah.
When they have not faced.
Heading in the right direction.
You were, for sure.
Yeah.
You had the one side, right, with the zero.
Yeah.
When they have not faced a team during the regular season that they then face in the playoffs, they have never lost. To me, that means the obvious, right? Like, their coach is always more prepared to face a team than he's ever faced before. To be able to break down film, to be able to change up his own tendencies in order to surprise people. When you see something, it's different, right? We've seen that before, obviously. But this year, they didn't face the Jaguars. They didn't face the Titans, and now they haven't faced the Eagles. Patriots, right now, a 4.5-point favorite, and a match waiting for that to continue to go down and then pounce. Patriots, to me, heavy advantage going into Sunday.
No, they have to have the advantage. I think it's just nuts how many points the Patriots have scored in the first quarter of 7 Super Bowls. It's
zero.
Goose.
Zero.
That's insane.
When you read up on what this team has done and just like the preparation that they put in, not that other teams don't get prepared, but you know, I go back to that ending play of Super Bowl 49, and you know, the whole reason Malcolm Butler intercepted that pass was because they were totally prepared for that, you know, watching film, etc., looking at bunch formations and tendencies. Yeah. You know, that's about a team being prepped, and the same reason why Seattle, you know, lost that Super Bowl was not just that, but you know, when because they found a way to exploit the cover 3 in the second half there, and also they had an injury on the left side, and Seattle didn't adjust.
You know, and they didn't hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch.
Well, I'm saying, besides that, though, the Patriots had a 14-point comeback because they lost Jeremy Lane at left corner, and Seattle was just like, well, we're not adjusting our defense. You know, we just don't do that. You know, and they left Tharald Simon out there on Julian Edelman, and he just got eaten up and eaten up and eaten up, and they weren't willing to adjust. The Patriots won that game because of coaching.
Patriots win most of their games due to coaching.
Yes.
To be fair.
Because they do things like that because they reviewed that play repeatedly in practice.
And weren't you the guy that just told me how much you're in love with Pete Carroll? And you just talked about how you got outworked and outcoached.
Look, I love Pete Carroll. Yeah. But, you know, I think there's a stubbornness, though, with, like, the defense was so talented, though, but they had a hole there, and they should have had Sherman follow Edelman or something like that, and they didn't do it. But
well, that being said, they still should have won the game, right? Theoretically.
Well, to me, they didn't win the game. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. You can't say they shoulda won the game.
Yes, they shoulda. They're on the 1 yard line.
No, but they should. They could have won it. Should have. No.
You had Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
But forgetting about Marshawn Lynch, you had Russell Wilson, who is, you know, who can get it done there too, just running the ball, or Marshawn Lynch, who was beast mode.
I'm not arguing, but what I'm saying is, should have won the game.
Yes!
No, you can't say should have because they didn't make the right call. Obviously.
Because they effed up. They should have won the game.
Should have they? No, because they didn't make the right call.
Because you're not my editor, Scott. Should have works for me.
Well, it's incorrect. Could have? Yes.
I should have, no.
I can't give credit to somebody saying they should have won the game when they didn't.
Should the Patriots win this Sunday?
I believe they will. I've seen them beat better teams than this.
Okay, so people have said that a lot about the Eagles, right? That
the Seahawks are better than them, the Falcons are better than them.
We've said that. Yeah. And a lot of people have said that. We've said, listen, the Falcons of 2018 are better than them. And they went in to Philadelphia and lost a close game. They were, I mean,
this is not the best Patriot team, though.
Hold on, let me
I can't say the Falcons of 2018 are better.
Well, let me get into this, please. So the Falcons go in there, and they had a chance. They could have won. They had four downs inside the 10-yard line. They score. They move on. Didn't happen. A Minnesota team that Matt said from August are going to the Super Bowl, they got walloped.
I'm still pissed in Philadelphia.
Walloped there.
Yes.
And here we are, kind of counting out Philadelphia, or you are, I should say, counting out Philadelphia again.
We are.
You are, not we. I haven't said anything
I'm not
yet.
The only one that said.
At this table you are.
Well, okay, I am.
Yes.
You know, you want to correct me. That's fine. We're even now. but I don't think the Falcons were a better team necessarily than they were.
Okay. Were the Vikings?
The Vikings, I think, were probably about an even level with them and just didn't come to play.
Right. The Super Bowl was the week before.
Yeah, it's just like they were gassed or whatever.
That Falcon team,
however you want to say it.
That was a good team.
Last year was a good team.
That was a perfect season for them up until
that. Not nearly as good.
3 minutes to go.
Not nearly as good.
Sure.
But the Eagles faced, this is the best team the Eagles are going to face.
I think, and I heard the stat yesterday, you might have said it this morning, Scotty. This Eagles team, and the defense in particular, are a different animal at home. And you have Mr. Jim Schwartz, Matt Modica. Mm-hmm. That Jim Schwartz, not getting enough credit, deserves to be a head coach. We've disagreed on that point necessarily. But you can't disagree with how good of a job that he has done this year. But so much of that comes home.
No, his home field advantage is a big thing. It's a real thing.
Yep.
And look at, you know, the Vikings defense, when you look at them at home versus the road, there's a major discrepancy there.
Correct.
And the Eagles, what, second-ranked defense or scoring defense this season?
Mm-hmm.
It's, the thing is, how are the Eagles going to beat them? Are they just going to rush four guys, drop everyone back? The thing is, the Patriots can beat them in so many ways. They have, like I said, a triple threat option of pass catchers they can choose from that can get it done. I think Deion Lewis is one of the most underrated running backs in the league. I'll continue on that. And Gronk's coming back, who is uncoverable.
Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have carved up better defenses than this.
But the one thing I will say, this is not the best Patriot team. This is one of the lesser Patriot teams that have gone through the Super Bowl.
But still, it's Brady and Belichick, and they face better than this defensively.
Yes, you can say that. They faced better than defensively last week, or 2 weeks ago. The Jaguars are better defense than the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
And here's what I'll say. In New England, this game is not in New England. It's a neutral site in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
The Jaguars. So, but you keep saying that the Jaguars went to New England and could have, not should have, could have won that game, right? If Blake Bortles makes a play, they could have won that game. If Miles Jack doesn't get whistled down, they could have won that game. They didn't, right?
Eventually, I don't think they could have won that game.
How could you say that? They're up at halftime.
I can say that because they had two opportunities on offense to have the go-ahead score, and they blew it. And then they had two opportunities
Correct.
On defense
and they
to stop,
it.
And they blew
but
it.
But they could
There's
have
no
won.
No way of ands or buts. They couldn't have won.
They make a stop. They win.
They didn't.
But they could have. You make one
they
stop
didn't.
And you win.
You're giving
You're right.
them credit for something they didn't do.
If Miles Jack is not whistled down.
They lost
If Miles
the
Jack
game.
Is not whistled down, they could have won that game.
They went 3-and-out. They didn't deserve to win. They were
they
no close to winning.
They could have won. I'm not
no,
saying
they couldn't have.
I just explained how they could have.
You on ifs. On ifs. They
Honestly,
had three drives in which they
wait
didn't
a minute,
convert.
Wait a minute.
Because they didn't stop
Let's
anybody.
Let's go back 5 minutes ago. You said the Seahawks, could have beaten the Patriots in the Super Bowl, right?
You're talking,
you said they could have.
You're talking about one play there.
You said they could have. I'm giving you one play. If Miles Jack scores a touchdown,
you,
they could have
won. I'm giving you five drives in which they didn't convert.
I just gave you one play. If Miles Jack scores a touchdown, they could have won. That's one play. They could have won. That's what I said.
The Seahawks were at the one friggin' yard line.
And they could have won. They should have won, in my opinion. You said could have. They could have won. The Blake Bortles didn't make a play.
But they had other opportunities, and they
blew
those, too.
So did the Seahawks. The Seahawks had plenty of opportunities in that game to put them away. They didn't. Same thing. They could have
won. It's not the same thing.
Why? Because it's the freaking Seahawks.
No, it has nothing to do with that. You look at it, they were on the 1 yard line right
and
there.
And threw interception.
And a one play difference.
Sure.
Okay, one play difference. You're talking about with the Jaguars.
Yes.
They had three opportunities on offense to go ahead, blew all three of them, didn't stop them twice. Wait, and I didn't even forget it, kneeling at the end of the first half. They were nowhere close to winning that game.
That's not even close to true. Miles Jack should have been whistled down.
The Patriots win that game 95 times out of 100.
The team was losing at halftime at home. My point
and
is,
they came back and won.
They did, for sure. My point is, they're beatable. And I don't want to keep saying Brady and Belichick. They're beatable. We'll talk how the Eagles can beat them next.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Next to my buddy Matt Mojica. We've lost the kid.
Whitey Bulger has left the building.
It is crazy how, like, all right, we brought up OJ now. We brought up Whitey Bulger. Like, we're bringing up these horrible people. We use them in, like, the lexicon of pop culture now. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, that's the deal here. And Scott was, he did kind of resemble him today.
He did a little bit. Now, the point I was trying to make up was that the Patriots may have faced a better defense last year. Than they are right now, right? Like, with Jaguars instead of the Eagles. And then I was trying to say that the Jaguars made a play, which they didn't. Blake Bortles did not make a play that he had to make.
Here was the thing in that game. They made the Patriots punt with like 8:40 to go in that
right.
fourth quarter.
Yes.
And if the Jaguars could have really had one of those really sustainable drives and stuff like that, they could have won the game. There was opportunities for them to win this game, and they failed every time they had that. They had the lead and all that. That's great. But when you had the chance to put them away, they never could do it.
The question is, and you're right, they can never put them away. The referee didn't call Miles Jack down. It happens. I get it. And they ultimately didn't make a play. They didn't deserve to win that game. I'm not even remotely arguing that they did. But the defense played really, really well for most of that game. And they put themselves in a position to have a chance to win, which they did not. They needed Bortles to make a play, and he didn't. But if the Eagles watch the film of that game, which you know they did, and they have, they are going to play the Patriots a very similar way, a very effective way. And the question will become, can Nick Foles make the play that Blake Bortles did not? If he does, the Eagles have a shot to win this game.
That's the thing. We're asking Nick Foles to do something back-to-back weeks. I know he's got the 7-touchdown game on his resume. The game he had against the Vikings was really a phenomenal game.
Unbelievable.
It really was, so I don't want to take away from that. But now you're asking him to do it back-to-back weeks. You're asking him to do it 2 weeks later on the road versus Belichick. I don't know. I saw the previous game versus Atlanta when he was home. He did not look good. He had that one drive, which was all they needed, and the defense held up, as you correctly stated, in the last 30 seconds. The Falcons really had a legitimate chance to win that game.
Definitely. Definitely. Now, will they be able to hold up? Not at home. That question is out there. But the game plan is simple. You have said it, Matt, this morning. We've heard it from Tony Cincotta, from Scott Engel, from anybody that listens or watches this network or any network. You know the formula to beat this team. You hit Brady, you rough up Brady, and you hold on to the ball as long as humanly possible. That's why a lot of people, when it comes to prop bets, they like Jay Ajayi, because they think the best way for the Eagles to win is continually run the ball and keep the ball out of Brady's hands.
Yeah, I think the Eagles like to run the ball. Even when they had Carson Wentz was just throwing 3 or 4 touchdowns a week, with like 220 yards on 30 attempts, but they want to run the ball. They were using before Jay, you know, three running backs to do it. And it's still kind of a three-man rotation. Corey Clement is probably the Eagles' wild card guy here. They'll try and get him catching some balls out of the backfield to keep the Patriots on. But the question for me comes down to the Eagles' pass rush. All right, if they're only going to rush four, are they going to, if they only rush four, but now say if they bring the heat, that secondary is not the same secondary as Jacksonville. I'm sorry. You know, they might be the second scoring defense in the league and all that, but it's not that same secondary. And if Nick Foles has to trade blows with Tom Brady, I'm going to take Tom Brady every time.
Agreed. There's no doubt about that, right? You're always choosing Tom Brady over anybody in the world. You're always choosing Bill Belichick over anybody in the world. I get that. And I'm okay with that. I'm just trying to describe to you how the Eagles could win this game.
No, look, all the Patriots Super Bowls are relatively close. They, you know, it's not like their team that's winning these Super Bowls by 14. Like Nick Saban in the championship game had that day, whatever, 14 points or more. He was beating his former coaches and stuff.
Sure, right.
These Patriots Super Bowls usually are 3 to 5 points for the most part. I can't bet against, look, maybe if it was more than a touchdown, if it was like 7.5, I'd be with the Eagles. But if it's under 7, and especially now it's 4.5, I have a hard time taking the Patriots. I mean, everything's got to go super right for Philadelphia. You're correctly stating, they can win this game. This isn't the most dominant Patriots team I've seen. But everything has to go right. Every bounce has to go their way. You know, a receiver's maybe doesn't make that catch. Maybe a Brandon Cooks is open but can't come up with it. Something like that.
They're going to have to make the plays. They can't leave them out on the field. Certainly special teams would be very, very helpful for Philadelphia. The last time Philadelphia and New England played a couple of years ago, I think I've told this story on the air. If not, I'll say it again. Talking about Groundhog's Day. Let's do Groundhog's Day the other way. Last time Philadelphia played New England, Philadelphia was terrible. The Patriots, I believe, came into the game 10-1. The Eagles were brutal. And they went into New England. And the Patriots were like a 7 or 7.5 point favorite, something like that. And my girlfriend's father's like, do you know why I could bet on this game? She's they're from Philly. You know why I could bet on this game? Like, you don't really do that, but like, if you want to bet, like, yeah, I could probably find a way to make that happen. He goes, it's absurd. I want to put $100 on the Patriots. The Eagles are horrible. I go, okay. So then I get to the, you know, I talk to whoever.
The underbelly of Eastside Sussman.
So I talk to whoever, and I'm like, all right, what do you really want to do this? He goes, I want to have it $50 rather than $100. All right, fine. That's $50. Patriots get up 14-0. And you're like, all right, perfect. Everything working out just great. We shut the TV off to have dinner because that's, you know, the right thing to do.
I disagree.
We turn the TV on. And all of a sudden, the Eagles are winning. And the Eagles blow out the Patriots in New England. And we're like, what the hell just happened? Special teams touchdowns. Pick six. Another special teams touchdown. Punt return, kick return. And pick six. That's how you can beat this team. When things like that go your way. The Patriots have weapons. You know that. How do the Patriots win? It's kind of simple. You play your game. Gronk's uncoverable when he's healthy. He's healthy and ready to go this Sunday. Brandon Cooks, as fast as any receiver in the league, he'll probably find room to work against Ronald Darby. You have Danny Amendola, who had one heck of a game this past week, doing his thing. Chris Hogan as a red zone threat. There is threat after threat after threat, and I didn't even get to the running game, which Matt loves so much, of Deion Lewis. It's how do you contain all these weapons? What do you take away from the Patriots? We all talk about how good the Patriots are at taking away the best offensive weapon when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles or their opponent. Well, the Eagles have to take away more than just one offensive weapon in order to take down Brady.
Yeah, I mean, like if Chris Hogan has a game where he has two touchdowns, you know, 90 yards, are you going to be shocked? I mean, Hogan, since the injury, really hasn't been a factor, but I'm not going to discount that. Amendola, you know, he's a guy that shows up. The playoffs, he shows up. And like I said, they're going to they can put Burkhead in there. James White in the playoffs is a guy that's produced. I mean, we saw it last year in the Super Bowl. Should have been the MVP. We saw it against the Titans. So, I mean, and the thing with Deion Lewis was when he was first becoming the lead back on his team, he was just purely running the ball. Now they're using him in the passing game, which is something that, you know, he can do effectively. He's very good at that as well. His problem's always been staying healthy, and he's had a tremendous season. I mean, if you look at what he's done, 100 minimum 180 carries or more, he led the NFL in yards per carry.
There you go. That's the Deion Lewis preaching for you from Matt Mojica. I do want to, before we hit the break, which is coming up, speaking of Super Bowls, the man that won Super Bowl 1 and 2 with the Packers, Vince Lombardi, today in 1959, signed a 5-year deal to become the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, and look, it's he was football. He is football. So, you know, shout out to him. I mean, Belichick is this generation's Lombardi.
Better. To be honest with you.
Yeah, it's a different game, though.
Yeah, of course. In 1970, Pistol Pete scored his 3,000th college point.
Pistol Pete.
And as I mentioned, in 1985, O.J. Simpson married Nicole Brown, his second wife.
That was unfortunate.
Yep. Vince Lombardi's famous quote, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. So I said that to... my girlfriend's sister at our trivia thing last weekend. Like, winning is, you know, she's like, winning isn't everything. Winning isn't everything. You're right. It's the only thing. She goes, I like that. I'm like, yeah, it's a football coach that said that. She goes, I have never heard that. She doesn't watch football. And I'm like, it is great. It is that good of a quote. It is as good as it gets. She's like, I need to live by that. I go, we all need to live
yes,
by that.
Yes, we do.
So there you go. Vince Lombardi, it's that time, Matt. We're going to play this Mike Lyon after the break. We're about a minute or so out. I want your prediction. Super Bowl 50.
27-13
Patriots. 27-13
Patriots.
Okay. That means Patriots cover. What's the over-under for this game?
It's like 48 and a half.
So you are going under, though.
I'll never bet the under.
It's not just fun to root for.
Yeah, I won't.
All right, so you're going Patriots and the under, though, is what your pick is.
Yeah. I'm on the page. Patriots to cover. You want to bet the total, bet the under.
Fair enough. Okay. For me, I will go with... I said it would be even yesterday on BFFs. I'm going to go with 24-20.
Scott said the Patriots would win by 8.
I don't want that. I don't want that. I'm not doing that. I'll go 20. Oh, man, this is hard. 24, 27. I'll go 30-20. I'll go 30-20. That's what I'll do. 30-20.
I'll go 27-16. I'll give them an extra.
There you go. Those are our picks. When we come back, is Mike lying? Probably. We'll play next.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
You here on Roto Experts. Coming up next, The Frenzy. It'll be us two and Modica and Jakey hanging out with you on the BFFs. I don't think I'm going to leave this chair for a while. That's okay. It'll be fun. With that, let's bring in my buddy Michael Florio. Let's play his Mike Lyon. What's up, Mikey?
Not much, Greg. You're lying, though, because on BFFs, you will be on the other chair.
Well, technically, I could sit here and Frank could just go over there.
Nah, Frank doesn't like to move.
Technically, I would be the one moving. I'm sitting here.
I saw Stanford eat a salad.
Stanford did eat a salad this week.
But then he didn't eat one yesterday with Greg and I because he didn't know what to order.
He got overwhelmed. We went online.
He's like, give me a cheeseburger.
He went and got a taco salad. not taco salad. He went and got a burrito bowl. Like, we were online for salad, and like there's no line, so I went and ordered my salad, and you pick your ingredients. So Florida picked his ingredients, and then there was a line. There was no line behind Frank, so we got nervous and walked away.
It's just like the 31st Street bread and butter.
Yeah,
100%.
I love how Sussman refuses to walk around the corner. He looks like
it's not as good. It's not as good.
I'll also tell you, I've never once like I understand getting overwhelmed, not ordering a salad.
What do you mean?
Like, I've never been
He's
overwhelmed.
He's never done it, though.
No, I agree. I mean, the first time you go into those places, there's all these ingredients. You don't know how many you get. You don't know what kind of lettuce to get, much less,
I told him next time I'll walk him through.
Yeah, I said, I felt bad about that.
Again, Florio throwing his best friend.
No, that was our fault. It's my fault,
no, it
too.
Is,
it's
it
our
is.
Fault. We should have known. He didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, we should have helped him out more.
I agree. I totally agree with that. With that being said, Corey won last week. He's not here. I had won the week before, but I didn't play last week because I hosted because Florio refused. So, with that being said, I'm the defending champion.
I'll go first.
So Matt will go first. No, he will not. Wait, no. I will go first.
Okay.
I will go first.
Matt, you just played Greg there.
Yes, I did.
No, he did not.
Jedi mind tricks.
No.
Reverse psychology. Not. He's on the dark side. He knows. He has the force.
If that's the case, I'm still going first.
So, question number one. 6 other teams in NFL history have won their conference championship by 30 or more points. None of them have won the Super Bowl.
6 other teams. So basically, the Eagles won by 30 or more points.
The Eagles won by 31.
So the Eagles won 30 or more points. 6 other teams have done that, have won by at least 30 points.
Yes.
None of whom have won the Super Bowl. Is that correct? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. True.
I'm going to say true. I know the Bills and Eagles have done it. So.
Bills, Eagles, Giants have done it. You also had... No, the Bills were the other one I was thinking of. Yeah. No, we'll say true.
It is false.
Ooh.
2 teams have done it. Unfortunately, where I got the information from did not have the 2 teams listed.
Was it Denver Broncos?
Teams have went on to win the Super
Bowl. The Niners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, the Niners never lost the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, that's what I'm saying, because they didn't lose the Super Bowl. So that's why it could have been the Niners.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, all right, we're both
wrong. I was thinking the old code.
Gotcha. Number 2.
So remember back in the first month of the season when the Patriots were allowing 32 points per game and we thought they were the worst defense ever?
Mm-hmm.
Well, since then, they have allowed the fewest points per game in the NFL. That's the question, true or false?
I'll say true.
True.
This is true. They are allowing just 14.4 points per game since the first month of the season.
And this is why Matt Patricia's a good coach!
He's got Bill Belichick. Yeah.
Question number 3.
Tom Brady has never lost a game to the Eagles in his career.
False.
False.
I just told a freaking story, Florio.
Did you?
Yes.
It's false.
Literally, I just told a story. The last time they played, he lost.
Well, I wrote these questions before your story.
Well, you should have changed the question, though.
Well, I mean, I'm doing a lot down here.
The answer is...
He's lost once.
Yeah, the last time they played in New England.
Okay, Greg. I didn't know you asked. I'm sorry.
Question number 4, please. The Uber fact.
According to Uber facts, Canada's official phone number is 1-800-O-CANADA.
I'm going to go false.
O-C-A-N-A-D-A. True.
It is true.
Yeah, always true. I thought maybe you'd finally change him. Yeah, always true.
So today we have to call 1-800-O-CANADA, I feel like.
We should do it on the VFFs.
Let's do it.
Let's do it on the VFFs. You'll be down there. Let's just dial a number.
We can make that happen.
Love it. Love it. 1-800-O-CANADA.
I thought he was throwing a curve.
Question number 5.
Danny Amendola has 2 multiple touchdown games in his playoff career, but only done so once in the regular season.
Okay. So one was last week. We know that. Caught 2 last week. There's a lot of things that make me false about that statement. That's the problem. I will say that is false.
So the question is, he has 2
in the playoffs,
and only one
in the regular season.
I'll say false as well.
This is true.
Damn. I thought there's just so much about that question that could
be
false.
I was
going to
go true, but that was okay.
Okay. Question number 6.
Following up with another Danny Amendola question. He has caught a touchdown in every Super Bowl he has played in.
True.
True.
This is true. He has caught one against Seattle and one against Atlanta.
I think I knew that one. Question number 7, please.
No player averaged more yards per reception on third down this season than Zach Ertz.
No player averaged more yards on third down than Zach Ertz. That's
yards per reception.
Yards per reception.
On third down.
On third down than Zach Ertz. False.
I'll say false as well, Mike Evans.
Excuse me, I get the guess first. I answer the question first.
And maybe it's true, you don't know. But it is false, you both get a point.
Okay.
All I have, though, is who led the league.
You didn't even look this up.
That's what I have. I have who led the league.
Okay. I will guess first. I will say Mike Evans.
That is false.
Oh!
Matt's just playing you left and right.
Yeah, I guess so. He's got a free shot at this now.
Keenan Allen?
That is false.
Okay. All right. Third down percentage. Who led the league? Who got long passes for third down? Who had a catch? Because Keenan Allen led the league in first downs. We talked about that last week. It was a question last week on the program.
That's why we went with Keenan.
That was a smart one by you. Antonio Brown.
False.
Rob Gronkowski.
No. Can I give you guys a clue when you keep guessing? Or no?
Nah, 2 guesses per.
All right. It is someone in this game.
Someone in this game. Brandon Cooks.
Nelson Aguilar?
Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah.
Do I give Matt the point for that?
Of course not!
Okay.
Question number 8, please.
According to Uberfacts, the creator of The Simpsons revealed that the show takes place in Springfield, Illinois.
True.
False.
It is false.
You would never reveal that.
He did reveal what state it was in.
Oh, really?
He did reveal
it. I thought he didn't.
It is not Illinois, though.
Okay. All right. He gets the state. You get the guess first.
Massachusetts?
Incorrect.
I know this. I think I know. Hopefully I get one more chance.
Yes. Greg looks like he has no idea.
No idea! I will say...
I'll have one guess.
Pennsylvania.
No.
Ohio?
No.
Was it Ohio? I have no idea.
I will go
you got
with
a 1 in 47 chance.
I'll go with Maine.
No.
Alright.
Oregon.
Alright. Okay. I wasn't even on the radar.
Yeah, no.
Alright,
it's nothing like an Oregonian town.
Well, it's Springfield in every town, right? That's why they did it. Springfield, USA.
Yeah, I know. But Orion.
No, I'm
cheating with the laptop.
I'm trying to look at the time, Florian, to do my job.
It is 9:48.
All right, thank you. Question. What's the next question?
So you got
9,
a 1 point
please.
Lead on me.
2 point lead, baby.
I got a 2 point.
I got both Uber facts.
You got a 2 point. That's literally the.
Those are the only two that we've had different.
Well, okay.
Both Uber facts. Question number 9.
Tom Brady has thrown multiple touchdowns in every Super Bowl he has won.
Every Super Bowl that he has won, he has thrown multiple touchdowns. False.
True.
This is a big point for Greggy. Do you know which one?
The first one.
Yeah, 02, he threw 145 yards and 1 touchdown.
Yeah, I knew he didn't have a good game that time.
The only other Super Bowl he did not throw multiple touchdowns?
Just the Giants.
08.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I mean...
Question number 10, please!
The Eagles have a chance to win the Super Bowl, allowing fewer than 30 points in the entire postseason. Name the last team to do so.
Wow!
Last team to do so, Baltimore Ravens.
Season?
Oh, what was it, 2000?
Point for Matt.
Wow, good job, Matt. Good job, Matt.
Well, that's Flavin Flores' fault. He gives us one opportunity.
What did you say?
That was Florio's fault.
That's not what I thought you said. No. He sure did say something else. Can we have the announcement, please?
Winner and still.
You can play the tape. That's what I said.
Woo!
I tried to make it Super Bowl questions. They're hard to do with 2 teams left.
Sure are, man. Well, I am proud to once again be your defending Is My Client champion. I did it, everybody! Ma! I did it. When we come back, we are going to talk to the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. We'll find out what's next on The Frenzy. Do you know what's next on The Frenzy?
I have no idea, but that's kind of half the fun.
Yeah, you know what?
I'll find out when I get back after you and Jake have your conversation.
Perfect. Sounds great. We'll have a little Super Bowl with Jakey Jake. You get some final thoughts. I'm sure Jake will be raring to go this morning when it comes to that. Oh, we'll go over a bunch of stuff here on the program. It's the Roto Experts. Final few minutes of the week. We'll find out what else Matt's going up to this weekend besides Sunday. There's a whole weekend to have at our disposal. Wait a minute. He's only got two more days to smoke cigarettes, too.
Well, we'll see. You know, things happen this week. We'll leave it at that.
We're taking a break. Back to wrap up Roto Experts after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Is live here with you inside Studio 34. I'm Greg Sussman. We'll keep it rolling with the Frenzy coming up next. Matt out for a quick break. So Jake Seeley, I welcome you, sir, in at this time. What's up, Jakey?
How's it going, Greg?
It's going well, man. You and I and Matt for the next hour or so. It'll be fun.
It'll be good times. Yeah, I'm rocking my Fashion Fail Friday sweatshirt for the Goon Squad.
So what is on that sweatshirt? You want to describe that for us?
I don't even know. Some stupid graphics back when graphics were popular.
Is that a Jewish star on top and in the top left? Is that what that is?
I don't think so. Like on the top left?
That over there. So. Yeah.
Over here?
Is that up tall? Maybe, man.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, it might be. I don't think
it's a Jewish star. It might just be a star.
No, I think it's just a star. Like, this thing's terrible. This is, like I said, it's back when graphics were popular. Actually, I used to buy crap like this. I bought this one.
May I ask why you still own it?
Oh, because it's actually pretty comfortable. It's my house sweatshirt.
Okay.
So, when I'm comfortable and just lounging in the afternoon and, like, I'm not going anywhere, right. Like, when I'm working, I get cold really easy in my hands when I'm riding.
Sure.
So, I always wear a sweatshirt, even, like, during the summer while I'm working.
Right.
So, it's like my house sweatshirt.
Are you a hoarder?
No. That's the thing. I have to dig through because people ask me, I've now worn three terrible things on Fashion Fail Friday.
Right.
And they were like, yo, what are you wearing this week? And I was like, I'm kind of out of stuff because I got rid of all the crap.
I would hope so. What are you holding on to it for?
I'm the exact opposite of the hoarder. Like, I have a very neat and clean clutter. Yeah.
I like that. That's out of all your pop dolls behind you.
I actually added some new ones. Yeah, like, if you noticed, I've got a look, Rocco's Modern Life. Spider-Man is up here now. I got some new ones.
How many do you own total?
I don't know. I'd have to count probably like 30-something now.
Oh, God. What do you have to do on Sunday? What do you do over the game?
Just having some friends over like I always do.
You always do it at your place?
Yeah, always do it at my place. I got the best setup.
All right. You'd be super selfless of you.
And I'm the best host.
And you're the best host. Why do you provide the best food? Is that what it is?
No, I provide some food, but other people bring food. It's a very comfortable environment. It's a very nice living room with open space.
Now, I know you told us before that you and your roommate aren't exactly boys. Does your roommate, like, stick around for this party?
No, because he usually goes to, like, his boss's house or somewhere else, and because he'd rather get drunk anyway, because he's supposedly an Atlanta Falcons fan. Yeah, this is the same guy that came charging down the stairs during the playoff game, it wasn't even the playoff game. It was one of the last game of the season, the second last game of the season against the Saints, and he's like, how is that a football? He was on his butt. I was like, dude, don't try and pretend you know what football is.
Ooh. What is, do you play poker on Sunday night? I know you do it for UFC nights. Do you do it for Super Bowl, too?
Not for the Super Bowl.
Not for the Super Bowl.
There's too much other stuff. Yeah, you can't concentrate.
What's the menu look like?
It's your typical pizza, wings, lots of side stuff.
A lot of dips. Bunch of dips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't do – the dips don't usually come in too big. It's the wings of the pizza are key. Everything after that is it. You know,
that's cool. That's cool.
Beers and sodas.
Yeah, no, of course. Of course. We were saying before, Scott and I are both doing the Italian sub thing for Super Bowl. We're doing buffalo chicken dip and an Italian sub.
I like that. You talk about like the 6-foot one where everybody...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
gets their own piece. My only concern with that is the same concern I have with pizza. You know me. When it comes to the whole germs thing, I'm not a germaphobe, but I'm close.
You're a germaphobe, for sure.
No, I'm not that bad, but I am close. I'm saying, I'm admitting I'm close. But that's the thing, is like when I get my pizza or when I get my sub, I make sure that, you know, when we pull your pizza apart, so you usually put their hand on another slice
sure,
to pull their one off.
Right,
I'm not taking that slice. And the same thing with the sub. I'm not taking that other piece of the sub if somebody uses their hand to hold it down.
I feel like what Jake does, you have the huge 6-foot sub or you have the pizza, like you start the pizza like on this side of the box. Jake then goes to the other side of the box, grabs a slice.
Pretty much.
Or like you start the sub up like this side of the room, he'll go to the other side of the sub to grab his piece.
If I haven't seen the work down of how it's progressed, of people taking their options, absolutely.
That's awesome. We'll talk more about Super Bowl Sunday and what's fun and more to come. Matt Modigo will join us, of course. It'll be Matt, Jake, and I for the next hour. It's the Frenzy Fantasy Sports Radio Network.